Hi, everybody. I'm Bea Bonner, and you're back to listening to Community Voices right here on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS. And you know, during the month of December, we were fundraising and doing a special winter drive edition of Community Voices. But we're back to bringing you those neighbor profiles of people we think you should get to know. So today, I'm talking to Gemma Long, founder of Gem PR and Media. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks ever so much for having me.
No problem. So jumping right in, I usually ask people all the time, what brought them to Springfield and where they are originally from?
As you can tell, I'm not from even America. I'm from a little island called Guernsey near France in the English Channel. It has a population of about 60,000 people, and I was born and raised there, and I lived there until I was 18. And then I went to university in England to do my BA in journalism, and I studied at the University of Lincoln. I was there for 3 years because typically in the UK, a bachelor's takes about 3 years. And then I wanted to pursue my master's. Lots of friends and family. It was quite difficult to get from Guernsey to Lincoln because you had to go to London or Manchester and then train it. And so a lot of my friends and family will find somewhere direct, you know, somewhere where we can fly into an airport and spend the weekend with you. And I actually chose Australia for my master's. So I went further afield than we had other people had anticipated, but I went to the university, I went to Bond University on the Gold Coast, and I studied my master's in journalism and international relations. And I met a man there on my way to my first IR class. And that is actually, that would be 2004. Five. So yeah, 16 years ago this month, and I was lost. I couldn't find my class, and I was on a mezzanine. I've told this story so many times, he laughs at me now. I was on a mezzanine, and I shouted down to this guy and this girl. I was like, hey, do you know where classroom blah, 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 blah is? And he was like, yeah, we're going there. And then I ended up marrying him. I didn't marry him there and then, obviously. He actually is a British citizen as well as an American citizen. So he has dual nationality, which means that we could move back to Guernsey. So that's what we did. That's what we decided to do. And we lived there for 8 years, pursued our careers there. And then, as we'd always intended, emigrated, and he returned back here to Springfield, Illinois, where he's from, where he's born and raised. And yeah, we've been here since September 2014. Yep. So this is our home. We're very invested in the community. We moved our business over here. We've had two little girls, and we love being part of Midwest America, Springfield. And it was a good move, positive move.
What did you first think of Springfield when you first came here?
So I've lived in obviously it's Guernsey, which is small. We have palm trees. And if you want to go anywhere, you have to get on a flight. I mean, it wasn't unusual for me to get on a plane for work every other week to go to London. So I've spent time in London. I've lived in England and Australia. I visited Springfield several times. I mean, we've been together a long time before we made the move here. So I knew Springfield as a visitor, but living here obviously is different. I didn't understand perhaps some of the difficulties and the struggles that Springfield has. And I certainly, not that I want to be, a downer about things, but I didn't have as clear an idea about some of the poverty that is experienced here. And I think that's probably because I hadn't been exposed to that in other places. Guernsey is a very affluent island, and certainly where I lived, either I was naive or there wasn't the poverty in the UK then where I was, and Australia certainly as well in the areas that I lived. But that was something that really struck me. So once I was settled and I kind of got my feet under the table, I got involved in a lot of organizations because I was just so struck by the effects for low-income families here. You know, I was always been very, very passionate about education. And certainly as I was only a couple of years after we landed that we had our first daughter. And for me, the realization that not every child could have what we were giving her, and the opportunities, and opportunities come through affluence. So, you know, getting involved in different organizations where kids go home and have dinner on the table, where, you know, mum has the support she needs to go out and get the day job. She isn't having to work 5 or 6 different jobs just to make ends meet, all that sort of thing. And then using my skills in PR and journalism to raise those issues. I worked for So Magazine for a year. I edited that. So we created a whole community section, and I did stories about, you know, organizations here, Contact Ministries, Central Illinois Food Bank, Compass for Kids. And that was my way of helping. You know, I've delivered daily meals, got involved with Rotary. I sat on the board for Compass for Kids for a couple of years. So we were with the Springfield JCs and raised money so that we could then pass that on to other organizations. And also, you know, creating awareness and trying to raise funds. And really, that was what I felt when I came to Springfield, honestly. And I just wanted to use my skills and get involved. And when we first got here, we just got involved in everything. We didn't have kids when we first got here, and we had the ability to do so. And then, as you know, as we had children, we focused more on the things that we were very passionate about. And that's really was kind of one of my first impressions. The other thing is that I'd written so many stories back home about the degradation of small businesses, of you know, the high streets. I remember every year some of our deputies, who, you know, so politicians, would walk our city center, our town, and count the number of storefronts that were empty. And that was, you know, we'd always do that story, and it'd be around Christmas because, you know, people are spending money, that sort of thing. And I never had really realized what the effects of the big box stores had on you know, towns like cities like Springfield, throughout the country. And that's something that really struck me as well. So we really began to focus our efforts in terms of our business on small, independent, local businesses. You can have 1 or 2 people working for you, but small is still 50 people working. So yeah, so that's really the things that kind of struck me. The other thing was community. If you need something, you can find somebody that knows somebody that has it or can help you. And I think that, you know, we love that about Springfield.
It sounds like Springfield has really inspired your business, your everyday life, and I really enjoy hearing about that. What are you specifically doing in your business to help small businesses? I've seen you work with the Salt and Lemon, who we had on, and a couple of more businesses. How do you all work together to kind of make this community effort?
Yeah, so that's a big thing for us. It's not just supporting our clients, but it's them supporting their clients and or their customers. So a lot of the time, so I do a lot of like written work. So I'll write blogs, and I'll write the content for websites, and I'll write articles, Q&As, social media posts, all that sort of thing. But I would say, you know, kind of 50% of the time, my role is consultation. It's being on the phone and talking clients through issues. So obviously the biggest issue has been the pandemic, right? I mean, it's figuring out, and it changes day by day. I mean, we were just talking about how different life is now to how it was this time last year, and even the beginning of the pandemic till now. It's being on the phone, it's being there for them to talk through their business strategies, not just marketing and social media and public relations. A lot of what I do is business consulting in a marketing PR kind of way. When it was announced that restaurants could open up for indoor dining at a percentage capacity, I have 2 or 3 clients who are restaurant owners, and or have multiple restaurants themselves, you know, like Emily at the Three Twigs Group. She has 3 locations. So, you know, we talked through what's the strategy, what do you want to do, what do you feel comfortable with, what do your customers expect, how are you going to market that, how are you going to talk to people about it, how are you going to make the best of the situation and keep everybody safe. So she's opened up at about 15% capacity at Biscuits and Brunch, and that's working really well. Everybody is being respectful of walking in with your masks on, walking out with your masks on, sitting at your table. She's doing everything still to go into go boxes because, you know, her portions are so big that you need to take them home. my job, I see it, is to guide clients through their decision-making process. If we need to pivot or change things, then that's fine. But a lot of it is about perception. What do people want to see? How do their customers react? And that is different for every client. So yeah, so it's been a really interesting experience trying to walk clients through 2020 and now into 2021. And I think that so many of our clients have handled the situation with such responsibility and kind of care and dare I say it, love for their own clients and customers.
What's the biggest question that some businesses or clients ask for your help with?
So really, it's about creating awareness. They may have a following already, but how do they attract new followers, a new audience, new customers, new clients? And each response to that answer is different because they work in different industries, they have different personalities, they have different goals. And that's something I've been working on with clients a lot over obviously the last couple of months is what are your goals? So there are things that clients or business owners themselves may not think about as a means to get their message out there. So social media is a really obvious one, but how do you do that and do it well? So that's something that we work with clients on. Awards. So winning awards is huge. For some of my clients, that has propelled them into the limelight like you wouldn't believe. I mean, some of our clients have won national awards, regional and local awards, awards in their industry, you know, top of their game. We work with Sensible Innovations and Russia has won a CES award, multiple clients that have won national awards. And that is just a great PR tactic. Because you get so much exposure and it really does bring a lot of kudos to the businesses that win those awards. So that's a big thing. And obviously I have a background in writing. I was a newspaper journalist. So I love to write those awards because I will tell you the secret to winning an award is telling a great story. That really is it. So I love to do that because I'm telling my clients stories and there's nothing better than that. The other thing is, you know, writing for websites, blogs, it's so important to update and continue to keep your website updated. You know, I write speeches for people. You know, if somebody's got a situation where they have to put out an announcement, whether it's on social media, their website, that sort of thing, I will write that for them in their own voice. So, yep, so a lot of writing, getting clients on programs like yours, having them have the opportunity to talk about themselves, you know, TV interviews, radio interviews, features in magazines and newspapers. One of my favorite sayings is a rising tide lifts all boats. And I truly believe that community over competition, anytime. So whether you're my client or you're not my client, if you need help, I'll help you. If you're my client, you can call me 24/7. That's the bonus of that. And I do, you know, I speak to clients because their businesses run 24/7. Just because they close the door at 9-10 o'clock at night, if they're a restaurant, that doesn't mean their day's ended. And I think that's really important to me.
One thing that I did see, because I was poking around on your social media, I can't help it, I'm nosy, but I just got the strong sense of collaboration you were talking about. I mean, I think there was a small business award ceremony as you were kind of touching on, you know, the award ceremony. And I saw that Sangamon Reclaim did the actual awards for that. And I was like, wow, you know, she's actually using her clients to help other people. And then there was something else and another client was involved in that. And I was like, wow, there seems to be a strong sense of community. And I'm just wondering, is that something that you found is very specific to Springfield? Or do you see it like, I see your business is international. So do you see that over there? Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I actually think, again, it's down to the people. And there is definitely community spirit in other places that I've worked in PR before. But I do think that Springfield does have that quality in particular. And I think that it can be nurtured is more to the point. we are so extremely passionate about bringing people together, and we live by that rule as well. We want to work with as many people. Again, community over competition, always. There are PR consultants all across Illinois that I recommend when there's something that I can't do. You know, I really take pride in supporting and mentoring other business owners. And that's basically because I've been shown that myself. I have a couple of mentors, and they are women who started from the ground and worked their way up. So there need to be other people available for other people when they get stuck. Chris and I, my husband and I, we're not millionaires by any stretch, but we do a budget to be able to support small businesses. So I will, you know, when Maddie from Just the Basics is doing one of her cocktail kits, we will buy one of those because she has a family to support. She's got two young kids and it's her passion. I actually have a Kate Spencer Photography has a studio in our office. So, you know, she's somebody we always work with. She took photos for me when I edited So Magazine. That gave her, you know, that was a collaboration. It's really important to support other businesses, to work together. If you say you support local businesses and you say you want to be part of the community and you say you care about, you know, these businesses staying open, then you actually have to do it. My mum always said, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. That's true. Very much, you know, if I've ever had a moment where I've been in strife, or, you know, we had a scare with our second daughter. We didn't know if she was going to make it. And the love and support and the you know, we didn't talk to a lot of people about it because we just didn't know what was going to happen. It was a very difficult situation. But for those people who knew, they just, you know, the love and the outpour, you know, and I'm not from here. I wasn't born here. And I think that's a really great example as well. That all those people, you know, I had so much support from home as well, from my friends there, my family, as the new term is, I believe, family. I love that. No matter where I go or what I do in my life, Springfield has a very special place in my heart, and it's basically down to the people.
I love that. And it sounds like despite all the challenges, everybody has been finding a way to adapt and just keep on succeeding. And I think that's a beautiful story. In fact, you just told me you all are embarking on a new venture. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. For a couple of years now, well, for about 2 or 3 years, Chris and I, we got involved with an organization called Local First Springfield. And really that was to help with the social media. And, you know, it wasn't a paid gig. It was just helping out, again, an organization. And then gradually we took on the organization. There's a board, but we were running it. And the then president, who's become a very good friend of mine and one of my mentors, had said, you know, we really need some help kind of invigorating the organization. So we did. We created by local month, we created awards, which I think you mentioned. We set up an Instagram page. They didn't have an Instagram page. The Facebook page was inactive. There wasn't a newsletter, wasn't a monthly newsletter. It was just a written email that would go out as and when. And we really became very passionate about that and the members that they had. And then middle of the summer, we started to feel like there might be an opportunity to do something that was further reaching. And our contract ended at the end of this year, end of last year, still thinking it's 2020, at the end of last year. And we decided that it was time to part ways. And we had been working on and are very excited about Illinois Local, illinoislocal.org. And it is a place for local independent businesses throughout Illinois to create, learn, and grow together. One of the things that really kind of made the decision for us and moving forward with Illinois Local is the fact that so many of our clients want to sell or serve outside of Springfield, but they don't know how to because they don't have the connections. And that is what Illinois Local, a large part of what Illinois Local is all about, is connecting people who are in Springfield with people who are in Bloomington, who are in Chicago, who are in Rockford, Illinois, who are in Edwardsville, and being able to make those connections. And it's not all about making money. It's not all about the bottom line. Honestly, it isn't. It's about making an impact somewhere else that you know you can, a positive impact. And we just feel like there is an opportunity to nurture that. And that's what Illinois Local is. The other thing, which is something that one of our members and one of our dear friends who's a business owner mentioned as well, is that they keep the lights on because of the people that are shopping with them in the city, but they can give their staff a bonus when, or be able to pay their, you know, give them a bonus or pay into their retirement fund when people from outside of the city come in. And for them, that was something. And so, of course, that is something as well. You know, you want to attract people in and you want to do business out as well. We want to support other towns and cities. That's huge for us. You know, the rising tide lifts all boats. It's down to that. Community over competition. We open our doors wide to anybody that wants either support from GenPR Media or to get involved in Illinois Local, because that's what we're all about.
I love that, because whenever I'm in another city, sometimes I go places and I'm like, wow, this would be really great to get somebody connected in Springfield. In fact, whenever I'm on these interviews and I'm talking to business owners, I'm always like, well, have you thought of this? Because when I was here, they had this, and that's a really cool idea. I can see more collaboration and just getting people connected at a time where we're so disconnected. So I think it's the perfect time for you all to start this venture. And I just wish you continual success and all the luck with that, because it's going to be really good, especially for Springfield.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
And on that note, how can people connect with your PR business, your social media, if you want to plug that right now?
Yeah. So GenPRmedia.com is our website. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn. We're active. If you are stuck, if you need help and you're an independent business, just get in touch. I will talk to you. I will brainstorm with you and we'll figure something out. So you can catch me at Gemma, which is G-E-M-M-A at GenPRmedia.com. And there's a hello address as well. Hello at GenPRmedia.com. If you forget my name.
To hear today's segment again, log on to nprillinois.org. Community Voices is on weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. For Randy Eccles, I'm Bee Bonner. Thanks for listening and good afternoon.